You are listening to the YLM Sermon of the Week podcast with Pastor Steve Tolbert. Be blessed and refreshed by this relevant word from the Lord.
We have a confession that we make, and we've been making that confession since 1998. And I feel like God is really doing something now. He's opening up the floodgates. As a matter of fact, Apostle Willie and I went to a men's gathering on Friday, and the man of God spoke about the power of words and how he told his people when he had no people. He said, "I have the fastest growing church in my city." Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen the most recent update to our Facebook cover, but it says that Yes Lord Ministries is a fast growing, thriving church where miracles happen and where lives are transformed. And this morning, I'm definitely hearing miracles happening, favor happening, provision happening, God opening doors and making allowances in spite of us, because we belong to Him. He gives us the good things, because the scripture says no good thing will He withhold from those that walk upright. And before I get into the message, the Lord early this morning spoke to me, and He said to me, "Tell the people that you can have as far as you can believe for." You know how when they usually say, "Well, what belongs to me? As far as the eye can see." He says, "But for the believer, you can have as much as you can believe for." And so the limit is not the world around you, but the limit is your faith. It's how much can you believe God in spite of the circumstances that you may be facing, in spite of the frustrations that may come your way. How much can you still believe God? And so this morning, we want to talk about building on a firm foundation. And so whether y'all knew it or not, we've been in the midst of a series since last Sunday called The Word, the Name, and the Blood. And so today we're going to talk about the Word. So we're going to look at some scriptures to really build our faith. And we want to honor our senior leaders, Apostle William Amy Talbert, for being here today. And we want to also honor my wife, Melissa, and for all the leaders that are in the house, the pastors, Pastor C, and all of you. We just welcome you and say good morning. And just want to let you know that if you do want to experience a thriving church, a fast-growing church, and see, I love how in business they say, you better get in on the ground floor, because we can only go up from here. And everybody that's connected to this house, by association, you go up with us. Because the scripture says that the anointing, it goes from the head to the beard down to the skirts. And so anything that's connected to the skirt, anything that touches the hem of the garment, you can experience a miracle from God. Because I told you, the only limit is your faith. The only limit is how much can you believe God for. And I don't know about you, but we got some greedy folk in here. When I see Sister Jarrell Brown coming up every single week with a praise report from the Lord, that means she ain't just getting enough, she getting some overflow. And then what happened is the association that her daughter has to her, it spills over into the generations. because the Bible tells us that the blessing of the Lord is upon 1,000 generations. And if you can believe, if you only knew her testimony, when she came to Yes Lord Ministries, she needed God. But when you see her now, and I see the transformation that God has done in her life, I'm like, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? I mean, favor follows her. And it's just like, she had a person that came with her one time that said, is this the church where the miracles happen? The answer is yes. Because Yes Lord Ministries is not only a non-denominational, full gospel, Bible-believing church where the word of God comes alive in your life, but we're a fast-growing, thriving congregation where miracles happen and lives are transformed. And so let's stand for the reading of God's word, because I don't want y'all to say, oh, he only tried to prophesy to us the whole service. But we're talking today about building on a firm foundation. And so let's look at Luke 6, verse 47 to 49. Luke 6, verse 47 to 49. And if you could put that up. Amen. And it reads like this: everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And then James chapter 1, verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Amen. Say, I'm built on a firm foundation. And so in our house, we have a variety of different ministry gifts, and they come in a variety of different ways. And when I thought about this, I thought about Evangelist Benita Clifton. She's always with her acronyms, right? And so FIRM, it stands for faithful, invested, rooted, and meticulous or diligent. And so when you talk about being faithful, you're being faithful to Jesus. You're invested in hearing and acting on his words. You're rooted on a firm foundation of Christ, and meticulous or diligent in our obedience to him. So FIRM. Did I do good? And so when we talk about being built on a firm foundation, and that the first scripture we used, it talked about the person that hears the word and then does the word. Because, see, you can't have miracles happen or your life transformed if you're just hearing the word, right? But you have those experiences when you begin to act on the word. And so Jesus said the person who does the word, right, and who does the word is like the person that built this house on a foundation of rock, on a foundation of rock. And so when you think about that, back in the day of that the scripture was written, or that Jesus was talking about this, they had an option on how to build their houses. They could either build their house on a firm foundation such as rock, or they could just set up the structure on the ground and hope it don't fall. But Jesus said that the person that built their house on a rock, which is his word, all right, they experienced the storm. We all experience storms. Apostle Willie quotes the Charles Stanley message where he says, all of us are either going into a storm, in the midst of a storm, or coming out of the storm. But we all experience storms. Even Jesus in John 16, 33, he said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have things that make you want to quit Christ. But he said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I've already set the example of what it is to go through and to come out successfully. Even when we think about our favorite scripture, Psalm 23 talks about, even when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, it says, what, did God leave him? No. He says, you are with me. Your rod and your staff. So God is still with us. His presence is still with us, even when we can't feel him, which is why faith has to go beyond our feelings. See, if your faith doesn't go beyond your feelings, so yeah, today we heard the praise reports and we got excited. If that is the only time you can have faith in God, then you are about to have a rude awakening. Because we will all experience a storm. We'll all experience some form of crisis or disappointment or discouragement. But see, it is knowing that God is a God who does not lie. So when he put his word out there, he was willing to stand behind his word and see it through to fulfillment. And so what he now requires of us is that we would trust him and take him at face value. He's not like a savings bond, which is only worth half and takes time to get just a little bit of change added onto it. But his word is his word from the start to the end. He says, when I speak the word, when I put it out there, I am speaking the end result. So in Genesis, when he said, let there be light, the original says he gave a command. He said, light be. And what happened? There was light. When Jesus would speak and Jesus would say, Lazarus, come forth, the life was already around. It just wasn't in Lazarus. And the word was needed to attach that word to Lazarus so life could come into him again. And so when you are experiencing situations that don't match the word of God, then God is waiting for you to say something. See, what do they say on the subway in New York? They have a sign that says, if you see something, say something. And so if I see that my life is not lining up with the word of God, then I have a responsibility to say something. Because then the other scripture that came to me overnight was Ecclesiastes. And Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4, it says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. How do kings rule? By decree. They rule by the spoken word. So if the next part says, and who may say unto them, what doest thou? What are you doing? Because it is within my authority to speak and make things happen. And so as a believer, as a royal priesthood, as king priest, because God told Israel in Exodus, he said that you would be unto me a nation of kings and of priests. Then Peter combines them and says that you're a royal priesthood. So you have the authority of a king, but the access of a priest. And so that means that when I want to order my life, I order my life according to the word, the decree of God that he's already put out there. I don't have to make nothing up. because there are thousands of promises within this Bible that I have to see come to pass. Then there are things that just because it came to pass once don't mean it's not going to come to pass again. Because when we testify, what we're saying in essence to God is, God, I appreciate what you did, but do it again. I told you, we greedy. We can't never get enough. And so I don't want just enough. I want some overflow blessings. I want some overflow. I want enough to where I can sow into somebody else's life. See, if the blessing ends with us, then it is only limited by us. But the blessing is supposed to go through us to other people. He told Abraham in Genesis, he said, by you would all people bless themselves. That means that they will follow your example. They will latch on to your testimony, and they will begin to walk in the grace of that favor. That's why we now have the access and we can be called the friends of God. It's because we follow the pattern of Abraham. And that's why we can expect to experience El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough, because we are following the example that he set forth. He set forth a legal precedent. Your case has a legal precedent that when you go into the testimony of the Word of God, then you can find that legal precedent. And you can present it before the judge and say, you said. Because God won't go back on his word, but he needs somebody to believe his word. See, it's not that God doesn't want to bless us. God has already blessed us. Ephesians says he's already blessed us with all blessings in spiritual places. But see, if you don't put a demand on what you got, then you won't never access what you have. There are many people that are millionaires but are living in homeless situations. That's because they don't have the mind to actually access what really belongs to them. Some of them, it may be due to mental illness. It may be due to a resentment of their family, but or whatever. It may be due to substance abuse or whatever it is. But they are not accessing the wealth that they have, so they're sitting out on the streets begging. I remember hearing a story of a woman who was a panhandler, and she had panhandled for many years, and when she died, they found out she was a millionaire. But she lived on the streets. Every night, she lived on the streets. But she didn't have to do. And there are a lot of Christians that are living way below what the standard that God has already established for them. If you're a king's kid, if you're a royal priest, then you need to have a mind of wealth, have a mind of abundance, have a mind of provision, have a mind that says, I can have creative solutions. Sometimes the solution that you're looking for hasn't been created yet because it's waiting for you. And so God is now awakening within us a genius anointing. He's awakening that genius anointing where we will become strategic assets to the people around us, even if they don't know him. They will know him based upon the anointing that is operating through us in an everyday situation. I've told a testimony many times of how I was at work, and God would give me divine strategy on how to get business in. And a lot of times it was merely me just saying, hey, business come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. People are looking for me. And minutes later, I would get phone calls where people are saying, hey, I was looking for you. I was thinking about you. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Coming in the door saying, hey, I'm glad you're here. And then within one day, I did a month's worth of work. But see, it is when you believe that God is not playing favorites with his children. He's not going to bless some and then let others suffer. All right. But God says that if you would believe me, then you would see a miraculous turnaround in your situation. But you have to have your life built on the word. If you don't know the word, then you ain't got nothing to base your belief on. You're just wishing. But when I have a word that tells me that by his stripes I've been healed, even if there's pain in my body, I can say by his stripes I've been healed. See, Peter, see, in Isaiah, he said, by whose stripes you are, you were here, right? Then Peter says, you are. It's a present tense situation. Your healing is a present tense situation. Your deliverance is a present tense situation. Your provision is a present tense situation. But God needs some people who are bold enough to believe him in the now, because what? Faith is now. Hebrews 11:1 says what? Faith is now the substance of things hoped for. See, as I put my belief on a supernatural level, then it brings me into a place of possession and ownership. Because in an Amplified Bible, that same scripture says, faith is the title deed. What do titles and deeds do? Give you ownership. When you pay off a vehicle, they give you the title to the car. When you pay off your house, they give you the final deed to the house. And so God is trying to shift our mindset from one of renting to one of owning. Yes, yes. And so Yes Lord Ministries is about to find our permanent home. I would say something else, but I don't want us to get kicked out of here for what I'm about to say. But I heard a testimony. Keith Butler shared this. And he said they had been established for about 10 years or so, and they were sharing a space with another church. And so Keith Butler said, the Lord told him one day, said, go to the pastor and tell him, that building you have belongs to me, and you have another piece of land to build on. Go build it. He said, say what now? And so Keith Butler goes to the pastor on a command of the Lord and tells him, say, your building belongs to me, and there's another place that you can build on. And the pastor looked at him, digested it a little while, and it said, you know what? You're sure right. We're going to build on that land we bought. We haven't done anything with. So there's some place out there, some church, some business out there that has our building. And they need to hand it over. And so when we talk about building on a firm foundation, then again, I stated, you will have storms in life. But what matters most is, who are you listening to in the midst of a storm? I had a conversation with my brother-in-law yesterday. And as we were talking, he talked about going through, you know, somebody going through something and how their prayer life, when they're going through, their prayer life reflects the situation. And I said, think about this. If I'm going to go to the gym and deadlift 450 pounds, but I've never lifted 10, am I prepared for that weight? I said, so the person who prays often is the person who is well equipped for the situation. And so in the scripture, Jesus says, he says that mental ascent, admiring the word, it sounds great, right? Is very motivating. But it's not meant to be done. He says that person is like the person who hears the word, but then they just build their house for the sake of building a house. They just build it on the ground. But then when they experience a storm, it's different because there's no commitment there. Because, see, when you build on a rock, that shows a sign of commitment. That means that I'm not just satisfied with having a church experience, but I am going to go home. I'm going to open up the word because my spirit needs the nutrients of the word to thrive. Moses got this revelation from the Lord, and what God says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so you cannot survive on just what I said. But now you have to go see what he said. Make sure I'm in the book. I've said this before. I am not intimidated if you take the scriptures that I shared today, go home and read them for yourself and do some more study. I am not intimidated by that. But because, see, the word of God can't come alive in your life if the word of God is not planted in your life. And see, the word of God is not planted from me as the speaker. The word of God is planted in you as the person who's taking responsibility for their spiritual growth. That means that if you're not growing in God, it's not my fault. If you're not experiencing your miracles, it's not my fault. Because I'm teaching the word of God, and I am challenging you to trust God at another level. Because Paul said this in Romans. He said we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. So we don't start out at the mustard seed level and stay there. But eventually, the mustard seed is planted in the ground, cultivated, fertilized, and it grows into a tree. But there are too many people saying, well, I got mustard seed faith. Why you ain't got no more? Because the scripture tells me that the mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds. And so that it then behooves me to get more. To build on that, to fertilize and cultivate that mustard seed so I can get the most out of my experience with God. See, if I leave this place and I don't pray, if I leave this place and I don't read the word of God, if I leave this place and I don't allow God to lead me on a fast outside of the church's corporate fast. See, there are certain disciplines that we have to restore to the church, that we have to restore to the body of Christ, because we are in a generation where they're lazy. They want everything given to them. They feel so entitled, like, I deserve this. You don't deserve anything. But God, through his grace and his mercy, has allowed us the opportunity to receive an inheritance, and now we have to be a good steward of that inheritance. It's just like during tax time, right? Oh man, everybody be on 10 when they get that refund. But then a month later, where's the refund?
Come on.
I done went on a trip. I done bought this. I done bought that. I done did this. I done did that. You weren't a good steward of the increase that came in. You didn't even give the church anything. But yet, the church is supposed to provide everything for you. But in Malachi 3, he tells them to bring the tithes into the storehouse so that there will be meat in the Lord's house. So where does the meat come from? It comes from the people that worship. They bring into the house. Why? Because then the house of God, there's operational cost. There's staff, administration. And if the people aren't obeying that part, you know how people say that part? Then they don't get the other part of that scripture. But we want the other part of the scripture without the first part. But first things first. And we're going to do a whole teaching. So this is my second week on the job. So I hope I'm not ruffling any feathers. If I am, so what? You didn't hire me. They did. But we're going to do a whole teaching on finance. And I just want everybody to be here. Because I believe that God is trying to get us to a place where we're not living from paycheck to paycheck anymore. He's trying to get us to a place where we got that business idea and we also got the resource to make it happen. We're not dying with dreams unfulfilled because we didn't have the money. Because, well, nobody gave me any money to make it happen. Well, God put the wealth on the inside of you. He says in Deuteronomy, he says, it is the Lord who gives the power, the force to get wealth. And he does it so that he can establish a covenant. And we're going to talk about covenant. And so in application, the first thing we need to do is we need to examine our own lives. Examine yourself. And so when we examine our life, we got to ask ourselves the question. Am I truly putting God's word into action? Am I actively living out my faith? Or am I just going through the motions? And so when he says, when you go through the motions, the book of James 1:22 says, you are deceiving yourself. So you deceive yourself by appearance is good. So all your friends see you going to church on Sunday. But is the church in you? Monday through Saturday. Do you code switch? See, God is looking for the many people in this time. He's looking for people that don't code switch on them and have two personalities. People outside of the church that was saved, I didn't know you was that deep into it. Because there's something that happens. There's something that happens. When God begins to do a work on the inside of us and we begin to share that, that's evangelism. When we begin to share that and people that hear it because it's good news. It's good news. And so they hear it and they think about, well, if he did that for her, he can do that for me. Yes. Yeah. Wait. Don't leave without me. I'm coming with you. And we are about to be overflowing. Yeah. See, look at your seat now. And realize the fact that you don't own that. There's somebody that's hungrier than you that's coming. They're coming through the door. I see them now. They're walking their dog right now, but they're hearing the word because they keep passing by. And they're going to come in because God is drawing them in. And they're going to plant themselves in this house, and they're going to see transformation. They're going to see healing. They're going to see recovery. They're going to see reconciliation. They're going to see the blessing of the Lord. The second thing is we have to make sure that we're building on a strong foundation. So in order to withstand the storms of life, we need a solid foundation in Christ. And so you are not listening to Pastor Steve's favorite idioms and cliches. I am quoting to you from the scriptures. I may be using different translations every now and then, but it's the scriptures. If you go in your Bible app and search one of the words I said, I'm pretty sure you'll see one of the scriptures I use. So this means actively seeking and applying actively seeking and applying his word in our lives and continuously growing in our relationship with him. And so I don't know about you, but when I'm not active and I gotta walk around the block, I feel it all up in here somewhere. And I'll be like, by his stripes I'm healed, but God's saying, you ain't exercising. Because the church needs to understand the difference between health and healing. There's going to be a teaching on that too. See, that's why you need to bring your friends. We got some good stuff cooking. And so the last thing is be a doer of the word. And so that is the call to be a person who is continuously putting God's word in action. And so we have to be intentional about it, though. It's not just going to happen by accident. But we have to be intentional in our pursuit of living out our faith and putting God's word into practice. And so, God, we just thank you right now that you're moving us from a place of passivity to a place of activity. And God, we just thank you right now that your word has challenged us. It has knocked us. It stepped on our toes. Because, God, you're trying to grow us into spiritually mature believers. Spiritually mature believers that are not just self-focused, but are looking for other people that they can impact. God, we thank you that on this week we'll begin to share our testimonies with people that may not know you in a parting of their sins. And as we share it with you, we're going to ask them, do you want to come with me on Sunday? God, we thank you for what you're doing, the fire revival that you're sparking in our hearts and our minds and the spirits of your people. We thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the might, counsel, the fear of the Lord, the anointing of God. We thank you, Lord God, for divine strategies in our everyday life because we're putting your word first. God, we thank you that even as we speak your word, we will see demons cast out. We'll see healing manifest. Lord God, we'll see miracles happen at the word of the Lord. So God, all we're doing is saying what you said and doing what you did. And so God, we just thank you and praise you for blessing us for our obedience to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Welcome to Yes Lord Ministries, a non-denominational, full gospel, Bible-believing church where the Word of God comes alive in your life. Join us on May 12th at 11:30 a.m. to celebrate Mother's Day with a powerful message from our senior leader, Apostle Mamie Tolbert. Don't miss out on this special morning of inspiration and love. See you there. Join us on June 16th at 11:30 a.m. to celebrate Father's Day with Apostle Willie Tolbert. Let's honor and uplift our dads together. Starting May 26th, join us in person every fourth Sunday night for Sunday Night Ignite at 5 o'clock p.m. Every Wednesday morning from 5:30 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. join us for corporate prayer. Our call-in number is 716-427-1096 and the access code is 172268#. Join us every Wednesday evening for our new Bible study series, Snapshots of Faith. This series will delve into the inspiring stories of biblical heroes and draw lessons on living a life full of faith and trust in God's plans. Partner with YLM financially using the following methods. The YLM mobile app. Text GIVE to 1-844-948-3895. Cash App $ Yes Lord M. On Givelify, search for Yes Lord Ministries in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Our website. Visit www.ylmconnect.org and click donate. Mail checks and money orders to Yes Lord Ministries, Post Office Box 425, Union, New Jersey 07083. Stay connected and grow in your faith with our mobile app. It's available in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store today. Join us August 9th to 11th for our prayer summit. Let the flames of faith ignite the altar as we come together in worship and prayer. Don't miss out on this amazing experience. Mark your calendars and make plans to attend. On behalf of our senior pastor Steve Tolbert, our senior leaders Apostle Willie Tolbert, Apostle Mamie S. Tolbert, and the entire Yes Lord Ministries church family, thank you for joining us and see you at our next service.